I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Georgia is celebrating a record-breaking year in tourism. GPB's Sophia Salaby reports.
The travel and tourism industry contributed more than $65 billion to the Georgia economy last year. According to the U.S. Travel Association, that's up about 5% from the year before. Over the long term, the state's tourism business has gone up 50% in the last decade. The industry supports about 500,000 jobs in Georgia. For GPB News, I'm Sophia Salaby in Atlanta.
Georgia is changing how it regulates private beachfront property. Governor Brian Kemp signed amendments to the Shore Protection Act last week. It redefines what the state has jurisdiction of along Georgia's beaches. Since 1979, the law has used a zigzag line based on native trees and existing shorefront buildings. The new law replaces that system with a 25-foot regulated zone based on sand dunes, the high tide lines, and seawalls. Supporters of the changes say they'll reduce confusion and unnecessary burdens on property owners. But the Savannah Morning News reports several environmental groups are critical of the new version of the law. They have called for a wider protected area, and they argue erosion rates should be factored in as the state responds to the effects of climate change. Well, scammers posing as law enforcement officials served warrants to people in West Georgia. The Muskogee County Sheriff's Office says targets received phone calls from local numbers asking them to send money using a prepaid card in order to get their warrant dismissed. Police say they never ask for payment over the phone. And the childhood home of Atlanta's first black mayor is set to be demolished. Maynard Jackson once lived in a small apartment building on Sunset Avenue, which has fallen into disrepair. The King Center, which owns the former Jackson home, has obtained permits to tear it down. Although the move is supported by the Jackson family, they told the AJC that they'd like to see an historical marker placed at the site. And CNN Films is developing a documentary on civil rights icon and Georgia Congressman John Lewis. The film, which is being directed by Gideon's Army Director Don Porter, will follow Lewis from the election through the congressional battles of this year. And in sports, Atlanta United continued their recent hot streak with a 2-0 win over Toronto FC last night, jumping back into the playoff hunt. GPB's Taylor Gant has more.
Behind goals from Hector Villalba and Julian Gressel, Atlanta picked up its third win in a row. Over the course of that winning streak, United has moved from the back end of the Eastern Conference all the way up to the seventh and final playoff spot. In his postgame comments, manager Frank DeBoer discussed his team's turnaround.
I think we are coming towards where we want to be. That's, of course, a great feeling, but we have to be focused for every game and work hard for every game to get this kind of results, and everybody knows that.
Atlanta will have a chance to continue climbing up the standings when they host Orlando City on Sunday. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.